answer. Say, my final answer is yes. In Jesus' name, yes to your will, yes to your way, oh God. And I welcome you in to the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live podcast. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, we're going to let the Spirit of the Living God have its way on today. Because let me tell you, Jesus is the reason for every season. And we need him. So therefore, we're going into his holy word to seek him and to see what he's saying in his word as we're going through a Bible talk today. Okay, so Bible Talk is our series where we pick a verse or two, or you know, just scripture in the Bible, and we see what the Lord is trying to say to us through his word. Okay, so that's what we're going to do on today in Jesus' name. But right before we go into his word, we want to pray, and we want to say the Lord's Prayer. So I want you to repeat after me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen and amen. Let me tell you, the Lord's Prayer in Jesus' name is a serious thing. It's not just something that we say, but we're praying with intention in Jesus' name. We're praying because Jesus is our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be his name. We lift his name high in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify him. In Jesus' name, we come to ask him to forgive us of all of our sins and to forgive the ones, the people who have sinned against us in the mighty name of Jesus. We come before him to let his kingdom come and his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So it's a serious thing. It's a serious prayer in Jesus' name. And that's the prayer when the disciples, they asked Jesus' disciples, they were like, you know, Lord, teach us how to pray. And that's the prayer, the model prayer he told them. So, yes, we give Jesus the praise, the glory and the honor. All right. So thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 through verse 9, if you have your Bibles. Let's go there. This is where we're going to be at in the Bible talk for today. Here we're in the King James Version. And it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." In Jesus' name. This is what the Lord has said. Because it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." So I want you to know today that the way that we think as humans, as man, in Jesus' name, the Lord says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." The way that man moves, the way that man does things, the way that we may do things sometimes, the Lord says, "Neither are your ways my ways." That's why sometimes we can't understand how God moves, how he operates, because he moves. He's a spirit. So he moves in the spirit. In Jesus' name, sometimes we stay focused on the natural things and what it looks like to us, our natural eye, in Jesus' name. But one thing about our God, he is a spirit. And it says it in his word. God is a spirit, so they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay, so therefore, sometimes you're not going to understand. You're not going to know all the answers. But when you're walking by faith and not by sight, it doesn't matter what it looks like, because you know that God is still good. You know that his thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are his ways your ways. In Jesus' name. It says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Because they're higher. We can't understand it with the human mind unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. In Jesus' name, that's why he sent his spirit, so we can understand the Lord, so that we can really find out who God is and really know who he is. Because his thoughts are not his thoughts, and it's not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. The way that man may treat you is so different, because man will fail you. In Jesus' name, all has fallen short of the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we are born into this world as sinners. We still have this flesh that wants sin, and we will fail as humans. But what Jesus is saying through his word right here, what our Lord and Savior, what the Almighty God is telling us right here, is that sometimes you may not understand a thing, but when you walk by faith and not by sight, you can be like Abraham, who when the Lord said go, he went, not even knowing where he was going. Because you trust God with all your heart. You trust that where he leads you and where he guides you is to the place that he wants you to be, for his glory, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That is not for your glory. It's not. Sometimes it may not be all what you want. But that's why his word says for us to give up our own way, to take up our cross, and to follow him. In Jesus' name. Because his thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. The way that we want to do things is not the ways of the Lord. His ways are different. They're higher. They're higher in order to move, in Jesus' name, in a way that pleases the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to have the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. And we have to continue to get in relationship with him, to get closer with him, to walk closely with the Lord. That's why this is a relationship, so that when we walk with him, we start to become more like him, in Jesus' name. Because you got to know, if you think about having a relationship with a friend, how do you get to know that person? You talk with them. In Jesus' name, you walk with them. Hallelujah. You spend time with them. So it's the same way with our God. In Jesus' name, in order for us to become more like him, and as you may walk with a friend, and you start to become more like that friend, in Jesus' name, because when you hang out with somebody, it's like you already start to become like them, especially if you hang out with them a lot. So therefore, when you spend time with the Lord, and you spend more and more time in his word and in prayer, in Jesus' name, you start to become more like him. There is a change that has to take place. And if you want to be changed, if you want to be healed, if you want to be set free, it's in his presence. It's in his presence. So, know that, people of God, that the thoughts of God are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. And I want you to know, he has promised us a thing. He's promised us many things. I just want to emphasize this one promise to you today. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, okay? This is what it says. This is the NLT version here, the New Living Translation. It says, "Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is one of the last things that Jesus said before he was taken up to the Father. In Jesus' name, before he went up, now as a spirit, away from the earth. This is one of the last things he told his disciples. "Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you," as he commands us to spread his word, in Jesus' name. And he said, "And be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Hey, Pink Love Chips, God bless you, in Jesus' name. Know this, that when the Lord will start to use you for his glory, know that he is with you always, even unto the end of the age. And even Even if he may not be using you right now, know that he wants to use you, that you have a purpose, that you have a plan in the kingdom of God. A plan is already set out for you. God has already got his plan planned out for your life. He already got this plan. He got this purpose for you. In Jesus' name. No matter what it may be different from somebody else's plan. It may not look like their plan. That's why you can't look at the other person so much. In Jesus' name. You can't focus on what they're doing. Because then that'll give you off course from what God wants you to do. So the Lord is letting you know today that he's with you always, even unto the end of the age. And he has a plan, a purpose for you in the kingdom of God to use you for his glory. He wants to get the glory out of your life in Jesus' name. Just one thing you got to understand is that his thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are his ways your ways. In Jesus' name. Halalabasikorabasanda. We give Jesus the praise. Because no matter what we go through, we can know his ways are higher. In Jesus' name, his thoughts are higher. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. That's why we don't live after the world and the natural thing, but we live after Jesus. Following Jesus. Follow his spirit and his word. Okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. His word says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God bless you. His word says, in Jesus' name, that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. His word says that all of your needs are met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. His word says, many promises has he spoken over you that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' name, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be silenced. You got to stand on his promises, because I want you to know that his promises are yea and amen. In Jesus' name. So when them thoughts try to come, to make you think that God has turned away from you, remember that he will be with you always, even to the end of age. Matthew 28 and 20. And know that 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says this, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. In Jesus' name. So we want to pray. Hallelujah. Knowing that the thoughts of God are not our thoughts, knowing that his ways are not our ways, but for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. In Jesus' name, we know that this world will pass away. We talked about it last week. This world will pass away. But the Lord says his word shall never pass away. His word shall stand. Hallelujah. His word shall stand. According to Isaiah 40 and 8, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So that's why we standing on your word. We standing on your promises, O God. And your word says in Hebrews 4 and 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We come, oh God, with expectancy. We come in faith, believing that you are real, believing that you are alive and well, and that you are the true and living God. Hallelujah. We come thanking you for your promises, oh God, that are yea and amen, that what you say in your word, you mean, oh God. And your ways are not like man's, that if man may say a thing, they may not stand on it. But you stand on your word. You keep your promises. You never fail us, O God. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. We thank you for being everything that we need and everything that we can depend on. For the world will pass away, but your word will not pass away, O God. Your word is what will stand. That's why we can depend on you, and you are your word. So we can depend on your word. We can depend on what you say in your word. Hallelujah. Jesus. So Jesus, we trust you. We trust you. And we trust your word. Oh, hallelujah. We trust your will. We trust your way, oh God. Not our will, not our way, not our thoughts. Because your thoughts are higher. Your ways are higher. In Jesus' name, your ways are not like man. Your ways are higher. For you love us so much that you died for us, oh God. That you looked at the cross and you looked at us and you said you're worth it. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? We may not be perfect. We may not get it right all the time. But one thing we can say is that Jesus thought I was to die for. Jesus looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. In Jesus' name, Jesus has forgiven me of my sins. He has redeemed my life. He's bought me back with a price. When sin and death had me, Jesus came and he grabbed me. Now we got a testimony of how you pulled us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We got a testimony of your healing power. For your blood has washed us clean of all sin, all mistakes, all wrongdoings. Because Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We can testify of your goodness and let the world know that Jesus bared my sins and he bared yours too. Hallelujah. Because you died for everybody, Jesus, so that we can be saved. And you were raised. You were raised, oh God, on the third day. You rose with all power and all authority. In Jesus' name. So that we can be raised to new life. So that we can overcome, oh God. By the blood of the Lamb. Rushanaya. Ikorasha kandarabose. Oh, hallelujah. Because then they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. So we got a testimony that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, that Jesus sets free from sin. He has already died for our sins. The power of sin has already died when Jesus died on the cross because he bared our sins. So sin shall not have power over you. For you shall triumph over sin through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, that gives us power. Power to tread upon lions and adders. Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Power to live in authority over sin and over death and over the enemy. Because you have given it to us as a gift. Just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord right there. And if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, if you want to the Holy Spirit to be fully released in your life, in Jesus' name. I want you to let the Lord know today what you need power over, what you need help to overcome. And I promise you, he will help you to overcome. I'm a living testimony that Jesus will give you power. Power that this world will never be able to give you. Hallelujah. But it's only by his spirit that we can have power. Authority is our portion. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And you let him know what you need power over. And he will give you power. And I pray today, oh God, let your Holy Spirit fill them afresh right now. Let your Holy Spirit, oh God, be fully released in their life right now. Right now. Pray a fresh touch upon them right now with the Holy Spirit. That they will have power to operate in authority over sin, authority over the enemy. They will have courage and boldness to stand on your holy word, holy boldness, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I speak, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment, it shall be silenced. In Jesus' name. Right now. And I speak peace to them. Peace in their minds. Peace in their hearts. Peace in their homes, oh God. Peace on their jobs. Peace everywhere they go. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Because now they know that you said in your word in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 through verse 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. They understand this now. So I pray now that they will operate in power, in authority, in love, and they'll walk in peace with you, knowing that they can depend on your word and your every promise. Because your promises are yea and amen. For all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 through verse 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen and amen. Just give God some praise right there. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord on today. We glorify his holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. In Jesus' name. But they're higher. They're higher. Sometimes you may not understand why you have to go through. Sometimes you may not understand where God is taking you. But long as you trust in him with all of your heart, and you do not depend on your own understanding, but in all of your ways you acknowledge him, his word says he will direct your paths. I believe it by faith. According to Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5 to verse 6. If God said it, I believe it. I want you to say that. If God said it, I believe it. It's done. In Jesus' name. It's a song. They got a song called that. God said it, I believe it. I don't think that's the name of it. But if you search it up on YouTube, you should be able to find it. I want you to go listen to that when you get a chance. And when the enemy tries to come to make you think that in Jesus' name, the word of God is not true, you go back to listen to it and you let him know, if God said it, I believe it. In Jesus' name. All right. I love you. God loves you. In Jesus' name. And until next time, Lord's will be back on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? And then after that, proceeding the rerun on YouTube at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? And on Friday, I'll be giving out some information on Friday, some important information for you all that you can have, that we're starting to add a couple of things onto the Gist of SO Prayer and the Bible Study Live podcast, to some opportunities to sow in Jesus' name and to give into what the Lord is doing here in this podcast. The Lord leads you. He puts it on your heart. I want to be able to open that up unto you in Jesus' name. And as you be a blessing unto the Lord, I believe he'll bless you back in Jesus' name. Okay? So, because it's not about me, and it's never about me, but it's all about him getting the glory. And I just want to say to God be all the glory, because he surely deserves it. This word that has went forth on today, it went forth with power, with authority, and thank God for his presence. Okay? So therefore, that's all I got for you today. To God be all the glory. May the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, and everything connected to you. I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's doing in this podcast. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray that he continues to have his way, that his will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Perfect day, perfect night to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, I love you too. In Jesus' name.